Dallas Safari Club's Out of the Wild Convention and Sporting Expo. We're at the Dallas Convention Center. This is a massive, massive,
massive, massive
convention and expo. It is 1,300 exhibitors strong. And if you'd like more details, you can go to biggame.org. Gordon's got the wireless microphone, and George, you and I are going to join Gordo as we tour this place.
All right.
Yeah, you guys come on over here.
Let's do it.
Got the wireless microphone. We got the run of the convention center. The doors haven't opened here yet. I think they open at 10 a.m., and there'll be 500 to 1,000 people lined up ready to come in here before the doors even open. That's how popular this thing is.
The air conditioner's working.
Yeah, boy, they got it cold in here. I'll tell you. But once these people get in here and they have all their body heat and everything. Speaking of body heat, you will see a few different fine women here, Giorgio.
Oh, yeah,
because, you know, now I want to make clear to everyone that everyone's welcome at the Dallas Safari Club Convention Center Expo, Sporting Expo. But you will see a lot of rich guys here, and they always have very fine women on their arms. And you'll see a lot of women kind of patrolling, doing a little hunting of their own.
All right, that's a good side sport there. Okay, I take back what I said about the brown bear.
All right, now you've been staring at the ass of this particular mount for a while, Giorgio, the whole show. And now that you get on the other side of it, what are your impressions?
I would have no chance, neither would Larry Allen. That is a mammoth bear.
Look how big that head is.
Yeah, you have no. Those claws will just rip you in shreds in 5 seconds.
Get like 6-inch claws and pointy teeth. Okay, come over here. Oh, we can go. Here, let's go over this way. I'll show you this.
The elephant?
Yeah, we'll go look at the elephant. Well, this is great just having the run of the place. And, you know, we had the run of the place before anybody was in here. We could have, like, gotten up on this yak over here.
Is this a yak?
I don't know what that is. What is that? What is that thing, Tim?
Muskox.
Muskox. Muskox. There you go. Wow. Isn't it commonly also called a yak?
No.
It's Tim Dankliff of...
They laugh at you at the Safari Club, don't they?
That's, yeah. That's Richard Cheatham and Tim Dankliff over there. They're some of my cheater. Good buddies. That's not a cheetah right
and
there.
That, no, back there.
Oh, okay.
Is that a cheetah?
Cheetah?
Right there, that's a Cape buffalo.
No. Is that a cheetah?
Right there.
No, a leopard.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, look at this. This is a huge-ass elephant. That thing is, how tall is that, Giorgio? 15 feet?
Yeah, 13 at least.
Feet, probably somewhere in there. And I don't know exactly how, but this mount, it's just the elephant's head with its ears extended and its trunk is heading down into the base mount. And it is like the coolest looking thing ever. We need to tweet a picture of this where people can see it.
So if someone shoots an elephant, like you said, you want to knock down an elephant sometime.
Yeah.
Do they really mount those in their homes? Or they just take the tusk?
You can't. Most people just take the tusk. You just put the tusk
in. And that would take up half your living room.
Yeah. That's ridiculously crazy.
You guys stand in front of the elephant.
All right. Okay. Stand in front of the elephant. Like we just shot it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Now, Gordon, I'm not much of a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Are there a lot of headless elephants in the wild?
Well, they don't cut off the head and just leave the body there. I think they, you know, they'll take the meat and things like that. People use this. That's the thing. You hunt over there, and the locals will use the meat. You know, you eat whatever you can while you're there, and then you donate the rest. And look over here, Giorgio. They have some booths that are, like, particular for women. And look up there. You see that little leopard print?
Oh, yeah.
Bikini kind of, I guess it's a negligee is what you'd call that.
Yeah, I've never really seen that in the wild before.
I'd kind of like to.
Please tell me when you went hunting in Africa, you didn't wear the tie like that?
No. That's a woman's clothing boot. Yeah, wearing the little scarf, tie. All right, come over here. I'll show you a couple other things. Look at these guns over here. There's the Ruger display. We're right in front of the big Hornady display. I wish they had their bullets
up reloaders.
Here.
Wow, those are the biggest antlers on any animal I've ever seen.
That's an elk, right?
Yeah, that elk. Thing big? Look at that thing.
So you can sign up for hunts here.
Man, they're outfitters from everywhere. If you want to go on an Africa hunt, you want to go on an Alaskan hunt, you want to go on a Texas whitetail hunt, I guarantee you they have some of those here.
They got fishing ones too, looks like.
Look at that. Look at that big old eland over there.
That's tiger's wife.
Look at that. Okay, a lion. You want to hunt a lion there? There you go. Giorgio's standing face to face in front of a full mount lion.
Larry Allen against
full mount lion, not mountain lion. Larry Allen versus that?
I don't think any human beats any kind of a cat, other than maybe a domestic kitty cat.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of these, no human could take.
Boy, I tell you, even though a kitty cat, you ever try to bathe one of those in the kitchen sink?
We don't bathe our cats.
Oh, my God. That thing will tear you up. All right, now, there's a baboon. Now, when I went to Africa, my brother and I were out hunting warthog, and this big alpha male baboon came up to the watering hole, and he blew it the dam away. But that's what the baboon looks like.
Wow, look at those
up close, yeah.
Okay, so this is interesting. Could Larry Allen handle the baboon?
That
now, there you're getting a closer.
That's a great matchup, but those teeth would just tear him up.
He'd rip Larry Allen's nuts off and then sink those teeth into his neck.
Is the baboon as strong as the chimpanzee, pound for pound?
No, not as strong as a chimpanzee, but I bet you it absolutely is vicious.
Wow, that's intimidating. I had no idea they had a mouth like that.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm telling you. You don't want to mess. Don't mess with any monkey. I even think those little rhesus monkeys will tear your head off.
They'll tear you to rhesus pieces.
That's the end of the show. That officially.
No, I just started.
What do we have here?
All right, now we've walked a bit. Yeah, it's a black bear.
That's awfully small.
You can find some of those in East Texas.
Look how tiny.
Larry Allen against
is.
The black bear. Got a chance.
That's offensive. That's offensive.
How big is a black bear? Because this head is 1/4 the size of that. Yeah,
that's about an average size black bear right there.
How tall will it be?
You mean on its hind legs? Yeah. On hind legs, it'll
five
be about
5 foot, 6 foot.
Yeah,
so we could all handle a black bear.
No, we all can't handle one. But look at all these. This is a good selection of African animals that we're looking at here, guys. Craig, go ahead and tell me what you see here. Let's see if Craig can get one of these right.
I see the kudu.
Which one?
It's over there on the wall.
Okay. He's just motioning.
I'm going to guess that's the kudu.
Down there?
Yeah.
The red heart beast.
Is that a warthog?
That is a warthog. Very good.
Okay, I got one.
Is that the kudu?
No, that's a gemsbok. That's the clown face gemsbok.
Is that a wildebeest?
That is.
Very good. I got two.
And then that's your kudu up there on the top right with the big spiral horns.
Wow, that's a cool looking animal.
Not bad. And this is an impala down here.
Okay.
Those beautiful 20-inch blades on that impala?
See, okay, I'm not talking to you anymore because you're not taking this African hunting seriously.
What's that, a porcupine?
Huh? That is a porcupine. You mean the one covered in porcupine quills?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's it.
Great identification.
All right, let's move around here. Let's see if we can find like a girl or an old crusty guy to talk to.
All right.
Instead of just describing to the P1s look at those bags, Georgie. I want to get one of those bags. Doesn't that look cool?
Don't call a woman that.
No, I'm not talking about a woman. What? Who just yelled at us?
Someone yelled at us.
That's an eland. That's the first animal I shot in Africa, Georgia. Look how huge it is.
Man.
That big old thing.
Did you bring it back?
Mine was bigger than that. No, I ate part of it and I brought its cape horns. And horns back.
You mount it?
Actually, I think I brought more than that back of it. I'm going to do at least a three-quarter mount on that.
Well, you can get clothing here. You can get just about anything.
I know it. You got everything. All right, let's go over here. Talk to this dude here. How you doing, sir?
Doing all right.
We're here with the radio covering the big Safari Expo. How's businessman? You're with Rhodes Brothers Taxidermy?
Yeah, business has been very good. Thursday was very good. Lots and lots of people here.
And where are you from?
Kerrville, Texas.
Oh, hey, look at this. Good Texan right here.
Has anybody ever told you you sound exactly like Gary Patterson?
No, who's Gary Patterson?
He's the TCU head coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you do sound like Gary Patterson.
What about the women that you've seen walking around here? You seen any good-looking women?
Yeah, there are quite a few attractive women walking around here.
Why do you hesitate? You fear that your wife is listening?
I doubt it since she's in Kerrville, but...
Okay. How long have you been married?
11 years.
First marriage?
No. Do you have any more personal questions?
Yeah, come on. I'm mad.
All right. How much would like a warthog mount like back behind you? You got a full body mount warthog with its tail sticking in the air. God, that's a nasty looking
animal. It's like it's letting fly at this very moment.
We charge about $5,000 to do something like that.
Georgio? It's a little rich for my blood.
Yeah. How much would you charge? Georgio had his house cat died recently. Could you taxidermy that?
No, I don't think we could get that natural look he was used to for him. I think he'd be disappointed.
Sleeping on a windowsill?
Yeah.
Kind of look?
Yeah, maybe we could do it sleeping. Yeah, there you go.
Have you ever had someone approach you about getting a family pet, like taxidermy?
Yes, and we usually tell them it's a bad idea.
Why?
They wouldn't be satisfied with the results. It wouldn't. It's not their pet. It's just something just kind of laying there.
Right, and they would say, "Oh, it doesn't really look like my pet because they're used to seeing it alive and being charming."
That's correct.
Do you ever have anyone that's wanted like a mount that looks like a sports pose, like a wildebeest and a Heisman pose, or something like that?
Baboon shaking hands, maybe. I've done that one.
Okay, that's not bad.
And,
a bear lining up a 3-foot putt, or something like that, or.
No, one guy wanted his black buck antelope to have his lip up like Elvis, so we did that.
Did you do it?
Yeah, we'll do it. They pay me, I'll do it.
Did you put it in a jumpsuit? Did you add the Elvis touch?
No glittery jumpsuits. Just
go fat Elvis or early Elvis? Or
I think we went early Elvis.
Did you? Okay.
Well, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Okay. There he is, Gary Patterson, here on with this, the ticket. All right, and then finally, how much time we got here?
What's your big brown bear real quick?
Okay, come over here. How you doing, ma'am?
Good.
What's your name?
Emily.
Emily. And this is this early for you, Emily?
No.
No?
No.
And who, is this the booth you're working in?
It's a ticket.
I'm a ticket chick.
Oh, what are you doing over here? I don't know, Emily.
They told me to come sit over here.
They told you to come sit over here away from us where you could text.
No, I wasn't texting for your
information. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right. You look beaten down.
I'm not beaten down. Okay. The coffee's just not filling up my dark circles yet.
How old are you, Emily?
I'm 19.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Are you done with me?
Yeah, I just want to check with a cop first before I keep talking with you. All right.
We're hiring 19-year-old ticket chicks,
though? Good Lord, that's a ticket chick.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, look at these, Giorgio. Look at those bears.
Oh, my God. Yeah, those got to be the Kodiak brown there, right?
Look at that.
Yeah, Alaska.
That's a grizzly.
Well, that thing it's 8 or 9 feet tall. Oh, my gosh.
There is no way. Would you be comfortable even trying to play dead around this thing?
No.
I think you just go ahead, risk it, and just scream like a girl and run. And
could that bear dominate the NBA? If you clipped his nails, yes. And he wouldn't maul anyone.
Yes.
Could you teach him to shoot a basketball?
Yes.
Or just be a defensive presence?
Do you think this bear could clog up an American Standard toilet? With an elongated bowl. I'm going to go elongated bowl.
Yes, 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 he could. Really? Look at those claws.
Would you trust a low flush toilet on something like
that? No, not with him or Larry Allen.
This thing is huge. He's towering over us. We're looking up at this thing.
He's 8 foot, right?
Well, let's see.
He's up about a foot.
He's up on a pedestal. Let me stand up. I'm 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah, he's at least 8 feet. Maybe 8.5.
Yeah.
Man, he could dominate the NBA.
There you go. Look at that full mane lion down there. I'm telling you, if you have kids, you ought to bring them down here just to see all this.
Yeah, that's really cool.
See all these animals.
Really cool.
Pretty nice. And then look, then this is the other side of the safari convention. You not only have all these interesting animals and interesting professional hunters and the interesting clothing and leather goods.
You have Idiocracy.
But then you get Idiocracy. I mean, we're standing in front of a four-wheeler that is tricked out with all kinds of bows and guns, and there'll be night scope vision. You'll get some survivalists that get in here, and they want night vision goggles and 10,000 rounds and stuff to protect them against the federal government in case of, in case Obama takes us down a road they don't like. And
look at that four-wheeler. How could you get that many gun mounts on a four-wheeler?
I don't know. Look at the balls on that ram over there.
All right, thank you for the tour, Gordo. We have a big musical